All the children come up here. Father Scott, for the confusion that I'm inflicting, Father Scott said this is a children's service. Guys, what I want you to do is all sit down here on the floor. Just all sit down. Face me. Face me. And I'm going to sit on the floor with you. Is that okay? We do thank God for our children. And for those that you that are visiting, y'all can come forward. Know that 20% of this church is made up of 18-year-olds or younger. God has blessed us with an abundance of little angels. I admit sometimes we might not feel like they are, but they are. God knows exactly what we need to test us and to bring us closer to Him. Guys, how are y'all tonight? All right, let me ask you a question. What's tomorrow?
Christmas.
What is that? God's birthday. You would know a priest, daughter. It's the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Isn't that right? Now, I know all of you are very excited about having family in from out of town. I'm sure none of you are excited about gifts. There's not any gifts, are there? No? No, yeah, I suspect they are. Let me ask you another question. What is this book?
The Bible.
The Bible. And what is the Bible?
God's Holy Word.
Very good. It's by this that I know with Miss Darla in your Sunday school that you're being taught the Word of God. It's by this that I know your parents are teaching you and expressing to you by their example of their daily life what Jesus Christ is doing. And you know, in this book, there's history. There's history about the Jewish people. And part of that history in the book called Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah spoke a word that would be over 700 years before it came true. 700 years is a long time. But he said this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over the kingdom, and establishing and upholding with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." That Isaiah was saying to the Jewish people 700 years before Christ came. He was preparing the way. Sometimes your parents tell you things that y'all get impatient waiting on. Can you imagine how the people of Israel had to wait on the promise of the coming king? And yet they waited. And in God's timing, he came. Now, about 85 years, older than even me, after Christ was born, John says this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. And without him nothing was made that was made in his life, and that life was the light of men." That's Christ. "In him was the Word." That says, in the beginning, when God created, Christ was there. And spoken through the Word, spoken through the Christ, everything that was created, even your mommies and daddies, and I know they're old, Preacher's kids. Go figure. Now, I've got to confess to y'all, since we're a church in the box, after church every Sunday, this becomes a playground up here as everything is put away. They've never been this close without it being able to play. So y'all don't worry about it. It doesn't bother me. If it bothers you, get over it. Because this is the day that we celebrate the birth. This is the day that we come together, not during the day, but at night. And I know you guys, some of you guys are here because your parents brought you. And that's the only reason you're here. And some of you guys are here because you're going to sing, has sung, and will sing again. But let me tell you this. The Father in heaven is very pleased that every one of you are here. And know this, He knows your name. Every one of you, God knows your name and called you before you were born. And He has given to you parents that love you and who show you the love of Christ. John 1:12 says, but to all who believe in Him and accept Him, He gave them the right to become children of God. So guess what, guys? Not only are you children of your parents, but you're children of the Creator. You're children of the Most High, who again knows you by name. Jesus, His Son, our Savior, the Word says He intercedes ever before the Father for you. I just want y'all to know how special you are this night. That while we celebrate the Messiah, we also celebrate, because of Him, your future. See, the Word says in John that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That means Jesus came. Do you know Jesus was as little as y'all are one time? Jesus was born a baby. And when He was born, His parents had to travel a long distance before He came into this world. And He was in a strange town, and He was in the city of Bethlehem. And the Word says there was no room for Him in the inn. That doesn't say there wasn't room in the inn. Wasn't room for Him. There was too many people paying, and paying good money. And so He was born in a manger. He was born in a stable. He was born of the poorest of poor, this King who we celebrate today. Just like y'all were born. So He came through His mother, Mary, into this world. And as y'all are raised day by day by your parents, He too was raised by His mother and Joseph, His earthly father. He was raised in wisdom. He was raised in strength. And He was raised to celebrate His heavenly Father, Jesus. There are two results that I want y'all to know about Jesus. If y'all don't, this is your takeaway. As Father Ed says, this is your takeaway tonight. Because Jesus came, you are adopted into His household. Isn't that pretty cool? Samuel, isn't that good? And Jesus Himself calls you His brothers and His sisters. Because Christ came in human form, we in spirit form can be received by Him. And that's the good news for tonight. That's the good news for this lesson, that Christ has already prepared a place for each of you. And as you grow in wisdom and strength and in oneness with Him, He will always be prepared to defend you, to protect you when you call upon Him. Not only will He be prepared to receive you, but He gives you life I pray that none of you ever know a day outside of the Lord. None of you ever know a day outside of the kingdom and the glory of God. And so when your parents pray for you and pray with you, you need to start praying for your parents and for each other. Because God's word says He will hear you. See, I'm convinced you guys still see things that your parents don't see. I believe you see angels. Parents have learned not to see those things, unfortunately. But I want each of you to know this night that as you come up here in a few minutes and sing, that angels in heaven are singing with you and giving glory to God because of each one of your lives. I just got to tell you how important and how special you are. And as adult children, how special y'all are. God has received us all by His mercy. And He has called us into the kingdom for His glory. And so I ask tonight, Father, that as these children, when they lay their heads down upon their beds, You give them perfect rest and sleep. That You will give them visions of Your might and Your glory and strength to stand the day, that they might be all that You were having them be. In closing, I want to tell you a story. Now, most of y'all aren't in school yet. Mia, you're in school. What grade? Fifth grade. Well, this is a story about an elementary school. And, you know, today everything is politically correct. That's more important than being honest. And so this day, I remember in my childhood so many eons ago that we had Thanksgiving pageants. We had Christmas pageants. And nobody was ashamed to sing and to celebrate the name of Jesus. In most of your day, it was common to say Merry Christmas. Now, today, it's Happy Holiday, which drives me insane. But anyway, in this school, they were having a holiday program. But strange enough, in this holiday program, all the kids were up on the stage, and they were all together in fuzzy mittens and in red sweaters and snow caps on their head. And of all things they were singing, they sung the song, Merry Christmas. See, that's really cool, because anytime someone says Merry Christmas, they're saying Christ is among us. That's why we always need to say, regardless of what they say, Merry Christmas. But they were singing the song, and all the kids were lined up, and the kids in front, they had these big letters, and they would say, you know, C is for Christmas, and the first person would put their sign up, and it would be a big C. And they spelled all the way down, Christmas love. That was the song they were singing, Christmas love, not Merry Christmas, Christmas love. And so they, by the time they finished the word Christmas love, but there was a problem. One little girl in the middle who had the M that's in Christmas put it upside downwards. And to everyone's horror, and then the last letter of love, the E, came up, and what it spelled was Christ was loved. Not Christmas love, Christ was loved. Know this, Christ is love, and He loves each and every one of His children. Those in here that are older than me, and those that are younger, well, no one's younger than Noah. So from Noah to someone above me, Christ loves you. And He desires for the kingdom to be in you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.